Oh.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Carlos with Opinion Research. How are you doing today, sir?
With who?
With Opinion Research.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County, sir. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
Okay, sir. So generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
As opposed to what are you talking about? Like,
just in general. Just generally, do you think
just
that
in general?
Do you think the county is on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
No, I think things could be better.
All right, so right track or wrong track? If you had to choose.
Wrong track.
Okay. What is the most important issue facing Ector County?
I would say development.
What kind of development?
Need more activities to do, not just more restaurants or more, bars and stuff.
Okay, let me see. Okay. Do you have anything else in mind?
We could do whenever I go out of town, I see a lot of the bigger farmers market, because the ones that we have now, they're okay, but the ones that I see over there, they have a lot more things. They have, games for the kids that they can do, events, things like that. And then, there's more artistic culture. Not really a whole lot here.
Okay.
We're doing pretty good on the parks and stuff. That's pretty good. But, we can use like a water park, like an actual water park.
Okay, that's a good one right there. That's a good one.
Yeah. A main event, that's a good one that I take my kids a lot to when we go to town. Because there's go-karting, arcade games, food, stuff like that.
Okay, sir.
Like Mr. Gaddy's and the Synergy, they're just...
Okay.
They don't really have a whole lot. And when you go to Mr. Gaddy's, most of the games are all broken.
Okay. Okay, sir, so all this information has been very helpful. So now, how would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say they're pretty good.
Okay, so excellent, good, fair?
Good,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 5 years from now, do you think the economic in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today? Better, worse, about the same?
I think it will be better.
Okay. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, and not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Okay. Now, sir, I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in the community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. So the list is excellent, good, fair, or poor. So the first on the list is welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicities, and culture. Excellent, good, fair, poor.
Good.
Okay. Availability for affordable housing.
I think it's pretty good.
Excellent, good.
There's some decent houses on the market, yeah. Not too expensive.
So, good, right?
Yeah, good.
Okay. Offering job opportunities in your field. Excellent, good, fair, poor?
I would say it's fair.
Okay. Public safety and low crime.
I think it's fair. Still pretty good amount of crime. Yeah.
Okay. being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
I think it's poor.
Poor?
Yeah.
Okay. Availability. Okay, okay. Availability of quality health care. What you think about that?
I think it's fair.
Okay.
I've had to go out of town a few times for specialists and things like that.
Oh, okay, okay. Now, a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. Excellent, good, fair, poor?
I think it's good.
Okay. The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music. See, there it is. That's what you were talking about right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so excellent, good, fair, poor?
Poor.
Okay. Quality of public schools. Are there excellent, good, fair, poor? Quality of public schools.
I think it's good.
Okay. Natural beauty in physical setting.
Poor.
Okay. Effective leadership from elected officials.
Poor.
Okay. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, entertainment.
Yeah, we have a lot of that, so good.
Okay. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature. That's what you're saying about the kids, huh?
Good, yeah. I mean, the parks and stuff are good, yeah. But, I mean, it could use a little bit more.
Okay. Okay. But you say it's still good, right?
Yes, yeah, it's still good.
Okay. Public transportation.
I see the Easy Rider stop pretty much everywhere I go, so I think it's pretty good.
Okay. Now, please, Ray, Ector County has a place to live for the following types of people. Okay? So, excellent, good, fair, poor. And the first on the list is entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
Good.
Okay. Families with children.
Good.
Okay. Racial and ethnic minorities.
Good.
Okay. Retirees.
Fair.
Fair? Okay.
Yeah.
Young and single people.
Good.
Okay. People like you.
Good.
Okay. Immigrants from other countries.
Good.
Okay. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
Good.
Okay.
Fair?
Okay, okay.
Yeah, because I think rent's a little high right now.
Okay. People living below the poverty line.
I would probably say poor.
Okay.
Rent's high, you know, you got to
okay.
make pretty good money to buy a decent house around here, so.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, same. Okay. Next question is, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
I think it's good.
Thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I think it'll improve.
Okay. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Not too confident.
Okay. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Apia County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar.
Not too familiar.
Okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Apia County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Not too confident.
How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Apia County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Very likely.
Oh, thank you. In your opinion, sir, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? Poor economic conditions, lack of jobs, low pay, greater opportunity elsewhere, family reasons, retirement, poor education opportunities for them or their children, poor leadership vision and action from local government in addressing major issues, lack of entertainment and culture opportunities, poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns, poor air quality, pollutions, unhealthy, cost of living, or illegal immigration.
Better opportunity elsewhere.
Okay. Finally, sir, just last few questions about you and your household, okay? What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Me or in my household?
You.
Oh, me, just high school.
Okay. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Other.
Thank you. What is your age? I'm going to read you a list, okay? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 or over?
18 to 34.
Do you have a do you have a school-age child living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to gas or oil industry?
Yes.
Thank you. Is your annual household income $25,000 or less, $25,000 through $40,000, $40,000 to $75,000, or $75,000 or more?
$75,000 or more.
$75,000 or more?
Yeah, or more.
Okay. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
Full-time? Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else?
Male.
Thank you. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Thank you. So this concludes our service, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a good day, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye. Ahem.